This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. You've all heard of the game Where's Waldo? Well, I've got a better question. As we look upon the hordes of federal dedicated public servants, where's Pete? We're seeing the convergence of some dangerous circumstances, a perfect storm, if you will. This is real world stuff. This is stuff that could affect everybody. And this is where gun owners actually become very important cogs of society. And it's not a convergence of weather patterns, but problems with the transportation infrastructure. And yet Pete Buttigieg is nowhere to be found, at least not anywhere near the problems he's supposed to prevent. Because one thing that nobody's been talking about is that loaded ships are still waiting off the coast of California because there aren't enough trucks that meet the state's emission standards to unload them, and it's going to get worse in 2023 when more rules kick in. The ports are choked with cargo containers while perishable spoil and store shelves run empty. And this is a government-created problem. So what is government's solution? Well, they're going to mandate that port employees work overtime loading the trucks that aren't there. This is government problem solving 101. The airline industry is plagued with cancellations and late flights, and it's not because of climate change or bad weather or mechanical failure. It's because they don't have enough pilots. When we tried to control a virus by closing the country, pilots retired. Others refused to comply with the vaccine mandate, and they were fired. And some unknown number took the vax and found that they could no longer pass their physicals. Now, this time, Pete is on the case. He has told the airlines that the Department of Transportation will fine them if they don't hire more of the pilots that don't exist. This should light a fire under their executive tails. But then we come to the deadliest transportation storm front, and that is the approaching railroad strike. The Biden administration averted a strike in September by brokering a last-minute deal with the railroad unions. Now, Joe and Pete just need all 12 of the unions to approve the deal to avoid a strike by November 19th. And there is just one problem. This is an all-or-none situation, and two unions have already rejected the deal. All 12 have to say yes. One can say no, and it kills it. If the deal falls through, 33 million tons of cargo per week will not be delivered. And that's a lot of baby formula and toilet paper. Factories are going to close, store shelves will run empty, power plants will go offline, and construction will stop. Now, Joe's administration is lining up alternatives to trains if the railroad shut down. They assure us that if they fumble this, and they very well may, we'll just ship everything by truck. But there's a problem with that also. It would take an additional 460,000 trucks to move the freight that the trains move. Bumper to bumper, that number of trucks would stretch across America twice. We don't have that. It may take Freightliner a few days to crank those out. Even if we had those trucks, they would use five times more fuel than trains. And that would be the fuel we don't have because Joe decided to wage war on the industry that produces the fuel because he thinks he can control the weather that way. Are you following that logic? And speaking of fuel, that's another problem. As we move into winter, we're facing a diesel fuel shortage that is becoming critical. The Energy Information Administration has issued a report stating that as of October, we have only a 25-week reserve of fuel, and shortages are expected this winter. That's the lowest reserve we have had in 14 years. If we run out, crops won't be harvested and supplies won't be delivered, even if the trains are still running. We're just one natural disaster away from petrochemical Armageddon. What steps is the government taking? Well, they have canceled pipelines, they've stopped the drilling on public lands, they've restricted fracking, and they're selling our strategic reserve to China. But fear not. Fear not. The Biden administration has a solution for the fuel shortage. Buy electric cars which run on electricity generated by burning the fuel that Biden's trying to eliminate. This is what an unforced error looks like. See, we've had this for a very, very, very long time. We have had this very delicate balancing act going on in the United States where all of these systems work in tandem with each other, in harmony with each other. However, they are all dependent upon each other. So, with COVID, which also managed to hit about the same time the California insanity started in California as far as vehicles, we started having supply chain issues. That could, and that was very, the whole COVID response was an enforced error. The whole COVID response. It was actually, in my mind, it was an experiment to see how far you'd go. How far you would allow yourself to be pushed. And then when they reached, when we reached that moment of critical mass, when they knew that a full-on, this was nearly about to be a full-on revolt, they said, oh, all clear. Come out, unmask. Everything is good. But we already had the supply chain issue starting. Then, of course, then we had the fuel issue where we had less fuel. We have less fuel, and it costs more. And we were energy independent just what? I mean, in 2020, we were energy independent. And in 2022, we're about to have Armageddon. This is why the election is important. As cargo piles up in ports, we have a rail strike that is looming. All of this is because of government dereliction. We don't have the trucks to move the cargo because of ill-conceived emission standards. If we did have the trucks, we couldn't fuel them because our government had decided that it prefers batteries to the fossil fuel that charges the batteries. There's no way for me to write this. It's like a domino effect from hell. And your government has put this in place for you. And for those of us that have done two things, which is prepare for really bad situations, and we have guns, we may get pressed into service here shortly. Are we up to this? I mean, I don't know. Makes me think I need to go buy a little more emergency food if I, you know, just me thinking out loud. So, this is the stupidity of the government on display so that you can see how bad they want to be in charge of you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need. We didn't invent concealment. We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. One day, I'm going to see a pro-gun editorial from the Chicago Sun-Times. And when that happens, I'm quitting what I'm doing now, and I'm going to become a camera reviewer on YouTube. It'll mean that we've so completely and totally won the gun war that gun control will be relegated to the dustbin of history. A museum piece idea dead and gone, sitting on the shelf like eugenics and phrenology. But that's not likely to happen anytime soon. Today, they're pushing for statewide gun control. In particular, they want a magazine ban restricting people to just 10 rounds. A new gun threat is painting a larger target on everyone's backs, and lawmakers should figure out how to curb it. As Frank Maine, Tom Shuba, and Stephanie Zimmerman of the Sun-Times and Chip Mitchell of WBEZ reported on Sunday Sun-Times, extended capacity magazines, which I refer to as standard, which hold 10 or more bullets, can be used with handguns as well as rifles. They have become more common despite bans in some places. Did you know that? Did you know that they handguns have those? It's called the Wonder 9, idiot. A shooter with a semi-automatic gun needs to squeeze the trigger every time a shot is fired. A shooter with an automatic gun needs to only squeeze and hold the trigger, and the gun will continue to fire, causing far more damage. When weapons with high-capacity magazines are converted to automatic and are easily obtainable, young people who carry guns will want them. But we can't afford to have these murderous weapons even further embedded into the gun culture. When combined with illegal devices that convert guns into fully automatic firearms, the large magazines can spread almost unimaginable devastation and death in a matter of moments. 12 states ban high-capacity magazines. Illinois should join them. That's right. Illinois needs a magazine ban because an illegal device that cannot be possessed lawfully anywhere in the nation is a thing. But what tickles me about this is how they thought this through. Sure, such magazines are restricted in many areas of Illinois, but the argument is that criminals just go to where they're legal and buy them, so that by restricting them statewide, that can't happen. Really? This is the same city notorious for blaming Indiana for the guns in criminal hands, and they think somehow those folks who get guns from another state won't pick up a few mags while they're there. Actually, the magazines are easier to get. In Indiana, there are still federal requirements for the sale of firearms from a licensed dealer, yet criminals commit a crime in order to obtain these guns so they can sell them to Chicago criminals. Magazines have no checks. There's no checker requirement. Anyone can stroll into a gun store and buy a standard capacity magazine in any state without even having to show an ID. If they sell them. Let's make that clear. If they actually sell them, if they have above 10 rounders. If federal regulations and Illinois state laws can't keep guns out of the hand of criminals, how does the Chicago Sun-Times think a magazine ban in the state will do that when it doesn't work with the guns? Especially when all the rules on the planet aren't keeping these people from getting full auto switches. And yes, they can be 3D printed, which makes a ban even more pointless. I've had a couple of them. When I got a couple of the first ones ever done. I don't have them anymore. They didn't work very well, but they were there. They were proof of concept. But do you want to know who will get hosed over by a magazine ban? Can you guess? Well, it's you. You. The person who hasn't committed any crime, the person who isn't going to commit a crime, and the person who the guns you own are not never going to be involved in a crime. You're the ones getting hosed in this. You also might well need more ammo capacity to combat the heavily armed criminals who will still get these magazines and switches and guns and literally anything else they want because laws mean nothing to them. And, yeah, I know newspaper editorials are often used to advocate for various laws, but this is a prime example of how those who sit on those boards often don't know what the hell they're talking about. Shifting over to California, Laurie Smith, who has been the sheriff of Santa Clara for decades. Her tenure came to an ignominious end on Monday when she suddenly announced her resignation from office. Because a jury has the case which could remove her by convicting her in a civil trial on corruption charges. She was accused of using her position to rake in thousands of dollars in campaign donations in exchange for granting rarely issued concealed carry permits in the county. And jurors in her civil trial had heard from a number of witnesses over the past few weeks, some detailing how they received their carry permit despite not meeting all the requirements. Others revealed that their applications were left in limbo for months on end, even though they documented specific threats against them. Chris Malachowski, founder of chipmaker NVIDIA, testified Monday that when he filled out an application in 2014, he left blank the good cause section. And that was required by the county, and was an essential field used to evaluate who received a license. But Malachowski, who is a strong Smith supporter and donor, got a permit. But meanwhile, two criminal defense attorneys with no real ties or known support to Smith and who reported serious and violent threats made to their lives testified about applying for the gun permits in the past decade. They described getting the runaround from the agency, being sent a form response citing the excuse of a huge application backlog, or getting no response. Sometimes they experienced all three things. One of the attorneys said she applied for a third time last year only to be stonewalled again. She added that the violent threat she faces from a former spouse continues today. During that same period, Malachowski testified he never used his permit and let it lapse because he didn't like the responsibility of it. In a statement, Smith's attorney said it was important for her to retire on her own terms, but her decision to step down ahead of a jury verdict will do nothing to remove the stain of the allegation about her misconduct in office, especially with two of her former top deputies facing criminal charges for their alleged role in this. Smith, who had previously announced that she would retire at the end of her term instead of running for re-election, was questioned about her decision to retire immediately instead of waiting until the new sheriff is sworn in, and claimed to ABC7's Dan Noyes that the trial had nothing to do with the timing of her announcement. Noyes said, why not serve the rest of your term? Smith, because there will be a new sheriff coming in, actually in November will be the new selection. Noyes, the trial didn't affect your decision to resign? No, I'm hoping for a verdict today, which that's a little hard to believe, given that, you know. If the trial didn't affect her decision to resign, then why is it her attorney now arguing that her resignation moots the charges she's facing? Smith wants to retire on her own terms, but all that really means is she's desperate to avoid the possibility of a conviction. And I think that time has passed. And she should go down in flames. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Federal Reserve is increasing interest rates yet again in an effort to curb inflation.
The FOMC raised our policy interest rate by 75 basis points, and we continue to anticipate that ongoing increases will be appropriate.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell saying the Fed is committed to bringing inflation down to 2%. On Wednesday, Space Force Lieutenant General Bradley Saltzman assumes the position of Chief of Space Operations during the Space Force transition ceremony. Saltzman says the newest military branch is critical for the United States.
A resilient, ready, and combat-capable Space Force is indispensable to deterrence today, tomorrow, and every day after that.
Wednesday night's Powerball jackpot is set for $1.2 billion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Locked and Loaded. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Kathy Hochul in the state of New York, she has been a terrible governor. She was never elected governor. She sent it to the office because the terrible governor resigned, Cuomo resigned. And she's been very bad when it comes to Second Amendment issues. But the truth is she's also a pretty horrible candidate. Even in a red wave electoral environment, New York's a blue bastion for Democrats, given that they outnumber registered Republicans by 2-1. But several recent polls have shown that GOP challenger Lee Zeldin is closing the gap on Hochul as Election Day looms closer. Now a new survey from Trafalgar's found Zeldin has a slight lead over Hochul, which is probably bigger than what they're showing. The methodology of the poll features a robust sample size of nearly 1,200 likely voters and seems in line with the state's political demographics. 53.6% of respondents identify as a Democrat, 27.5% identify as Republican. But despite that large advantage for Hochul in terms of party ID, she's not sealing the deal with a sizable portion of her fellow Democrats. And one of the reasons is because she keeps saying stupid things like this. And we get this. Governor Kathy Hochul insisted in a new interview that Americans' rising fear about crime has been manufactured by master manipulators in a national conspiracy ahead of Election Day, and that her opponent, Lee Zeldin, and other Republican critics are data deniers. She made the startling comments on MSNBC's Politics Nation Sunday as her lead in the poll slipped and New Yorkers' fear of rampant crime continued to escalate. These are master manipulators. They have this conspiracy going all across America trying to convince people in Democratic states that they're not as safe. Well, guess what? They're also not only election deniers, they're data deniers. She was telling this to Al Sharpton, of all people. Safer places are the Democratic states, she claimed in an apparent reference to what fellow Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom labeled America's red state murder problem. Okay, but Rafael Mangual of the Manhattan Institute has noted that that trope ignores the fact that many of these GOP-led states, the crime stats are driven by large Democrat-led cities like New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and Shreveport in Louisiana, and Jackson, Mississippi, among his examples. And while murders are down 14% in New York City over the summer compared with last year, all other major crimes surged, including 33% rise in robberies. In the past couple of months, the Democratic messaging on crime has ranged from gun control is crime control to denying that there's a problem with violent crime at all. And concerns over personal safety have become a top issue for voters in many states, including New York. But Hochul's been much more interested in preventing responsible citizens from protecting themselves or their families by ramming a host of new and unconstitutional restrictions on the right to carry, despite the fact the Supreme Court targeting her state came after her state, specifically with the Bruin case. Tens of thousands of New Yorkers have applied for their concealed carry licenses since the Supreme Court struck down the state's May issue carry law earlier this year. And Hochul and her fellow Democrats seem far more alarmed by the thought of people exercising their right to armed self-defense than they are with the rise in many major crimes. But here's the problem. Crime is totally indiscriminate. It doesn't look at you as a member of a political party. So guess what? Democrats get hit with it too. And even some lefties are starting to despair over Democratic messaging and the inability or unwillingness to recognize the concerns of the voters. Like Center for American Progress fellow Brian Catalyst, he says Democrats are doing a terrible job of talking about the economy and inflation, but also dings the Democrats for ignoring what's on the minds of many voters. Democratic bastions also continue to bleed working class voters, and for much of this cycle, Democratic candidates haven't talked about working class concerns. They're focused on abortion rights, gun control, and safeguarding democracy, all important issues with some connection to working class voters. But it hasn't connected with these voters on a level that matters, and that's because what they're talking about, they're not actually doing. They're actually doing the opposite of it. They're doing the exact opposite of it. First of all, we're not a democracy. There's nothing to safeguard here. We're only a democracy in that we vote. But we're a republic because we have things like electoral colleges. A representative republic. That's why we're a republic. Now, belatedly, some Democratic voices have woken up and reminded candidates that the party needs to convince voters that the party cares about their economic well-being as if offering this insight less than 3 weeks before the election is going to matter. But it isn't going to matter at all. We've already had a sample of this. We've already had the Costco sample of what it is like to have supply chain issues, fuel issues, inflation issues, crime issues, all of this, which really blossomed under the Biden administration. Entering the home stretch of the midterms, Biden and Democrats have taken to reminding people how Republicans will increase costs for American families. An 11th-hour attempt is important to try, but probably hard to convince people when its inflation hit a 40-year high this past year. Add to these economic woes the challenges of crime, with a record high 56% of U.S. adults reporting they think crime has increased where they live, and the makings of a change election are present in America today. And when I say a change election, I mean the Democrats are going to have to change a whole lot of what they do to ever be considered a contender again. Even in New York, where it's been 2 decades since a Republican won statewide office, if Hochul does indeed go down in defeat on Election Day, her continued attacks on the right to keep and bear arms while casually dismissing concerns about violent criminals will be one of the main factors. Right now, the Real Clear Politics polling average shows Hochul still with a lead of about 4 points over Lee Zeldin, which I don't believe that. I don't believe that. There's a lot of people that are not going to identify as Republican. But with the Democrats spending the waning days of her campaign palling around with anti-gun activists like Shannon Watts and touting her criminalization of the right to carry, Zeldin has a real chance to pull off a huge political upset in about 6 days. Here's the thing. Government exists to serve you. No other reason. Government does not exist to rule you. It doesn't exist to domineer over you. And it certainly does not exist to tell you certain things, like you can't defend yourself, like you can't have a car that runs on gas. That's not what government is about. The free market determines what kind of car you're going to drive. It really does. And as far as the rest of it's concerned, I don't know, the right to keep and bear arms, that predates the Constitution. And when one of these little tin pot states, even one as big as New York, well, when they come out there and roll in, and it's all New York City. This is New York City. This is what runs the state. New York City runs the state. And even though Hochul is in Albany, if she didn't have New York City, she would not be a Liz Cheney. She would get nowhere. So we're gonna see. And I New York, you can do it. You can make a change. Then you gotta start changing that General Assembly. You gotta start making changes there too. You need to get rid of AOC. You need to get rid of a lot of people. But you can definitely change because it's all in your hands. It's always been in your hands. And now they're asking you, well, don't believe your lying eyes. Well, I don't know. Maybe you do. Maybe you believe what you see. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Dateline Chirac, Mogadishu on the Michigan, Chicago. Authorities haven't said what kind of firearm was used in a drive-by shooting in Chicago's Garfield Park on Halloween night. It resulted in 14 people, including three kids, being injured, but that's not stopping Lori Lightfoot from demanding a gun control response to the shooting. Because that'll show them. Same people. Any of you that are listening to this today, have you ever been out one day and you're trying to figure out what you want to do with your afternoon, your evening, and you say to yourself, how about a drive-by shooting? No. Could that be possibly because you are a law-abiding citizen? Yeah, I think so. Lightfoot posted a statement on Twitter just a few hours after the shooting and was reported declaring herself heartbroken over the shooting and calling on Illinois lawmakers to ban weapons of war in response. And we get this. Last night, terror touched the lives of 14 individuals, including three children, in another tragic display of gun violence by cowards indiscriminately shooting into a crowd. The shooters had no concerns for the lives of the adults and the children impacted, but I am calling on people of goodwill who have information to come forward. None of us can be silent when faced with this kind of tragedy. Please call this phone number. Last night's shooting reminds us that there are too many weapons of war available to criminals. We must have a statewide ban, and I urge the legislature to act. The Chicago Police Department has been hard at work through the night to bring the perpetrators to justice. I've been in constant communication with Superintendent Brown. Chicago Police Department detectives have identifying video, are talking with victims and witnesses, and have taken over investigative measures to track down those responsible. We are also coordinating with community organizations who support the victims and their families in this time of crisis. As we await answers, I am keeping the victims and the East Garfield Park community in my prayers, and I'm heartbroken that loved ones and community members must confront this senseless trauma. I thought thoughts and prayers didn't matter, Your Honor. Weapons of war is Democratic code for semi-automatic rifle, and this isn't the first time we've seen them rush to associate a horrific crime with AR-15s, even when there's no evidence to suggest that's what type of firearms the suspect used in their attack. Joe Biden himself pulled the same stunt in his first remarks after a 15-year-old in North Carolina opened fire on innocent victims in a quiet Raleigh neighborhood a few weeks ago. And in his statement, he declared that the incident proved we must pass an assault weapons ban, though police at the time had not yet said what kind of gun was used. Days later, they revealed that the 15-year-old was in possession of a shotgun and a handgun during the attack, not a rifle, but that by that point, his false narrative had already been pushed out by dozens of media outlets. And by the way, it is Biden who suggested you buy a shotgun. Should I get out here and make the statement? Raleigh shooter buys gun Biden advocates for. That's what they would do. Lightfoot is, of course, following Joe Biden's lead. They probably are neck and neck in the intelligence category, blaming Monday night shooting on a supposed weapon of war, instead of the individuals who pulled the trigger on whatever gun they were using on a group of people who had gathered for a vigil for a woman who had recently passed away. Police have indicated that they believe that there were at least two individuals firing from the vehicle described as a dark SUV, but have said nothing about the guns that they used. And CPT Superintendent David Brown shared his concerns after the shooting. He said, "We always worry about retaliation, obviously, but we don't know enough about this, whether it involved a gang conflict or some personal conflict yet, but as soon as we know, we'll share that with the public. And obviously, we're deploying extra police resources in the area to make sure that we can prevent any retaliation if that's something that's real." And what he's saying is he thinks this was gang-related. So if this was gang-related, no, those guys will never be identified because the gang is going to take this into their own hands. And then they will roll up on them in their community, and they will spray them indiscriminately, and then some other bystanders will get shot there. And that's because Kimmy Fox gets out there and looks at it and says, "Oh, this is just mutual combat." Brown said the shooting was over in a matter of seconds. It was captured on POD video, which police are reviewing. I don't know what POD video is, but they're reviewing it. "There is no known motive for the shooting at this time," and Brown said there were no known conflicts at the corner Monday night. At the corner. Okay, so what they're telling you here is that this is where drugs are sold. Police are waiting for victims to finish being treated so that they can interview them. The mayor, Spider Hairstyle, did get a couple of things correct in her statement. First, the people responsible for this shooting are indeed cowards. But she's also right when she declared that those who pulled the trigger had no concerns for the lives of their victims. My question is, why on earth would she believe that someone who has no compunction about firing into a crowd would be dissuaded by a gun ban? "Hey, we can't go and do that drive-by today. This gun was banned. Dadgummit, let's go play some basketball." Midnight basketball, right? Midnight basketball. Odds are that these trigger pullers aren't legal gun owners, and my guess is one or more of them would have had repeated contacts with the criminal justice system. They're probably not even old enough to own a gun. Why would they care about breaking a gun control law when they're indifferent about taking the life of a child? Besides, Chicago has already conducted their decades-long experiment in banning guns in the name of safety, and the most murderous year in Cook County's history falls squarely in the middle of the time period when Chicago had banned the ownership and possession of handguns, weapons which are used far more frequently in crimes than rifles of any kind. Still, Lightfoot isn't the only Illinois politician calling for a gun ban these days. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has also expressed support for a semi-auto ban and expected to be a major priority for anti-gun politicians in the state legislature next year. Of course, it will be struck down because it is constitutionally unsound. You can't ban things that are in common use. The right to keep and bear arms means what it says. The Second Amendment is intact. And in the background, the state has the Safety Act coming up. Takes effect in January. That will be the repeal of cash bail. So when that happens, there's going to be an uptick in crime. There's going to be a massive uptick in crime. That'll be like the dam falling away. It's not going to be a bunch of holes in the dam. It's going to be like the dam just falling away altogether. Democrats are going to need a handy scapegoat when violent crime rates start soaring. And the scary black rifles will be perfect for that. And the people that own them, of course, they'll be perfect for that. And this will be their go-to do something answer to the mess of their own making. And in the interim, the gangbangers won't care. The gangbangers will not care. They'll continue to get weapons, illegally modify them, make them fully automatic, print them an automatic auto switch for a, you know, fully automatic switch for a Glock. They'll continue to do that left, right, and center. And then when the Safety Act takes effect, not only will they continue to do that, they'll get arrested for it and then be turned right back out and probably go about, hey, I need to print another switch. And this is what you would refer to as managed mismanagement. Because whatever constituency they're trying to appeal to by going out and letting these criminals run loose, while that is completely and totally beyond me, I do know that, you know, okay, run the middle class out. You got the, I've talked about this. If you run the middle class out, then you got the upper class that don't care because they can afford to do whatever they want to do. And you got the crime, the poverty class that is completely beholden to you. And then you have the people that prey upon them within the criminal subculture. But, you know, yeah, you got to expect a few eggs to get broken when you're making a utopian omelet, don't you? I kind of think so. Stay tuned for that one. We're going to see. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.